Okay, today is Daf Beis of Masechtas Gittin, a brand new Masechta. Today's Daf is sponsored. It's sponsored by the Daskal family. Le'ilu Nishmas Rachel Bas Yitzchak Moshe, whose yahrzeit is today. The Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and all the learning should be Le'ilu Nishmasam. So here we go. We start Masechtas Gittin. Masechtas Gittin is about Gittin, which is a divorce. The laws of divorce. Mostly it's about that. Mostly about the laws of divorce between a man, a husband, and a wife.
And what's incredible, after learning the entire Masechet, yeah, you still know that I'm not going to know how a get is written.
Oh, you're not going to know how a get is written. That's true. However, before we get to that, what's the word get? This I actually said 7.5 years ago, but I'm saying it again because it's an amazing part. What's the word get? So the word get never appears in the Torah. Right.
It's
Sefer Krisis. The Gros says that the word get is because a gimel and a tes never appear together in Tanakh. It's like a little bit of a highlight that a gimel and a get is something that really doesn't belong together, like the couple. Chaim Kanievsky asks, there are five other combinations. We did it without a computer. There are five other combinations of letters that never appear together. They are a gimel and a kuf, a zayin and a tes, a gimel and a zayin and a tzaddik, a samach and a tzaddik. So five or it's four. Four, those four. So it's a total of five. So why just pick get? So get sounds better. So he says because a get, gimel and a tes are the first letters in the alphabet that don't appear together. Everything else here was later things. A gimel and a kuf, a zayin. The first two you come to is gimel and tes.
What's the first thing he says to his wife? Get out.
And the other answer is the Gur himself says that the get also is what the Tosfos here says in the first Tosfos, that the word get is gematria 12, and that's
12
it's an allusion to the 12 lines that appear in a get. Why 12 lines? So in between each in between each sefer of Torah, the Tosfos says there's four lines of separating. And 4 times 3 is 12. And the one between the Midbar and Devarim doesn't count because it's only repeating the Torah. What that all means, that doesn't mean anything. But that's what Tosfos says, and that's what a get is. And now we can actually begin the Masechta. What does it say? Hamevi get medina sayam. If somebody brings a get from overseas, tzarech sheyomar b'fonei nechtav u'b'fonei nechtav. You have to say, I saw it written. One aide says this. You don't need two aides. As we're going to see tomorrow, it could even be a woman. I saw this get be signed, and I saw that it was written. Okay? Why do you have to do that? The Gemara will have a machlokas in a few minutes. Who made up this gzeira? We don't know. L'chora the Tanoim, some earlier point, because the Tanoim are mentioning it. We don't know. But that's such a gzeira. Why is there a gzeira? There's a machlokas in the Gemara. Asks the Ramban, why did the Masechta start with such a strange detail? Right? Why did the Masechta start with such a strange detail? How about this? You divorce your wife, you don't like her, you have a problem. Why is it such a strange detail? So the Ramban answer is, we don't want to start off the Masechta on a bad note, that a couple wasn't getting along. Now, it is Masechta's Gittin. So that is what it's about. So we picked a case where it could be that it wasn't an issue of not getting along. They didn't live in the same place. He lived one town. She lived in somewhere else. So what kind of marriage is that? So it's for Medina Sayyam. So you know what? He realized it's not working out, this marriage. We don't live in the same place. For whatever reason, I'll send her a get. So it's the best scenario to start off with a not such a happy topic.
Why don't you just explain what a get is?
That's what the Ramban asks. So why not? Why don't we? Because we don't want to start off on a bad thing. What a get is. A get is a bill of divorce. That's not a nice thing to start off with. We'll start off with something that, listen, it's not a nice topic. It's a divorce.
But how many Masechtas actually begin basically
to Kedushin does.
One.
Very few. Very few. Well,
most of them start.
Very few. Another answer given by, this is the Rishonim's answer, before we get to a different answer. Another one of the other Rishonim, I think the Ritva says, or the Ran, because the Chachamim came up with this gzeira of Fanechta Fanechtam, they came up with this gzeira, and it's chaviv to them that they made up such a gzeira. So we start with this gzeira. That's another answer. Those are other answers. The other answer, which I always say, is because every Masechta starts this way. No Masechta starts with a normal halacha. If you think about it, many of them don't start with a normal halacha. They start with some strange detail. And later, some other point in the Masechta, we do that by Nazir. And we did Nazir. Starts off, what's a Nazir? What's a Yad of a Nazir? What's a Yad of a Nazir? What's a Nazir? Some detail. Always have that. Why is that? Because the Mishnayos were by heart. And to start off with a detail, it forces you to think and keep on going until you get to the big ideas. To the big ideas. You start the Gemara on Mishnayos on purpose. Start with details and fire off cases to get you to the main cases. But why? It's easy to remember it that way. Yeah.
That's what you said last time. Easy to remember. Yeah. Because if you just delve right in, it would be so
correct.
So routine.
Correct. Correct. If you think about it, it's always that way. If you want to study for a test.
Right.
If you study for the details, you'll know the main principles much easier. If you study for the main principles, you'll forget the details.
Right.
It's very simple. Yeah. Right? Good? Good. Okay, excellent. Anyway, Hamevi get me Medina Sayyam. If somebody brings a get from overseas, Tzarek Shiyomar, Bufana Nechtav, Ubufana Nechtav. You have to say those four words. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Af Hamevi min harekem u min hacheger. Even if you bring them from Rekem and Cheger, right? Where are they? They're not in Eretz Yisrael, but they're very close. The Chiddush is, I would have thought, right over here, right by the border. Yeah. Why do I have to say right by the border? You have to say right by the border also. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afilu mikfar ludim lilud. Even if you come from Kfar Ludim, which is not in Israel, lilud, which is in Israel, but the mamash are right so close to each other. Yes, I would have thought, it's so close. Whatever we don't know the reason, you have to say it. We don't know the reason yet. Whatever the reason is, it wouldn't apply from Luden, from Kfar Luden to Lud. Yes, no, it does. V'chacham omrim eino tzarok shiom v'fonechtam. You don't have to. El ha-mevi me-medina sayam. Unless you bring it from Medina sayam, the hamolich, or you're going the other direction. You're going from Eretz Yisrael to Medina sayam. V'ha-mevi me-medina le-medina me-medina sayam. What if you bring it from one country to another country in Medina sayam? You go from New York, America to Canada. To two different countries. You also have to say it. Even from one province to another province, in the same city, let's say, you have such a thing, they have to have in those days, right? This guy is the king of this block, and that other block is someone else. You have to pay taxes different over there, right? Even that situation, you have to say before an ektam, before an ektam. So some say that this only applies if they don't get along, because if they get along, it's really one city. They have a mayor in every street, if you want. Every house is in its own mayor. It doesn't matter. It's not considered another town, another country. So only if they don't get along, some say it doesn't matter. Okay.
The fact of the matter is, we do say, even if I live in this house, and the wife lives two blocks away, and she doesn't see writing again, you still have to say the fun
of the next. We'll see about that. It's not so true. Yeah?
He's not a regular shliach, then. More than a shliach,
we're gonna at the end of the Gemara, which will take like about a week, all your questions will be answered. I guarantee it. That's it. I shouldn't say all, but what's going on here will be explained. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now the Yehuda says like this: Merekem lecheger, merekem lemizrach, rekem anywhere from rekem and more east, you're already outside of Israel. Virekem kimizrach, and rekem is also considered outside of Israel. Me'ashkelon ledarom. Ashkelon and anything southern, more southern than Ashkelon, is considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Ashkelon kidarom, and Ashkelon also is not considered in Eretz Yisrael. There's a gigantic talk, because we know today Ashkelon's in Israel. So what's going on here? So there's a gigantic talk. So it's talking about that, right? What exactly is going on here?
What period is this talking about? That's the question.
Right. So just one more word. Me'ako litzafon, Ako on the northern boundary. The Akko Kitzafon. And Akko also is not considered an Eretz Yisrael. It's outside for these rules. The Chazanish says, these aren't the boundaries of Israel. Because first of all, you can't have a boundary on one city. Right? Because that means not every direction, the east. Don't come to a point. Oh, that's like, you know, that's the last. It's not like that. It's a coast. It's a whole, you have miles of land. Where's the boundary? So that's not what it means, says the Chazanish. What it means is it's the easternmost city. That's all it means. We're not talking about boundaries in terms of Truma, none of that stuff. None of that. We're not talking about that. No, the easternmost city is this. The southernmost city is this. So if it's a city below that, it's for sure not in Israel.
Right. They needed Mom. They needed markers. That's a marker.
Right, exactly, exactly. But it's not a boundary in terms of, you know, Kedusha, Jewish and Mice. It's not a boundary in terms of that. It's just for this. Because you can't have a...
in the middle of the field.
Exactly. You don't have a border like that. Right.
But I think Shemitah has different borders.
It for sure does have different borders. For sure has.
This rabbinical degree.
What?
It's only for this rabbinical degree.
Exactly. Only for this din. Why? Again, we'll see in a few minutes. Reb Meir Omer? No, Akko ke Eretz Yisrael legitin. Reb Meir says, no, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael. Hamevi get be Eretz Yisrael. If somebody brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, right? If he goes from Haifa to Tel Aviv, and it's Aruch Shem B'Fan Nechle B'Fan Nechtam, you don't have to say it. Right? You don't have to say B'Fan Nechle B'Fan Nechtam. Why not? Because whatever the reasons are that you do have to say it doesn't apply from one city to another city in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply. It's very simple. V'im yesh alav orerim, and what if there are people that are orerim is in Lashon plural. They are challenging the validity of the get. Yiskayim b'chosmav. You can establish the get through the signatures. What does that mean? At face value, this seems like it's just like a non sequitur. All of a sudden, the Mishnah throws something in here. What does the statement mean? What is this doing here, the statement? I know what it means. What's it doing here? So Rashi says over here, Yiskayim b'chosmav, v'im ye'idu ha'edim al chesimas yideyim. Edim testify. Oh, I know that signature. That's what's his name. Oh, or Edim Acherim Yakiru Chasimasam. Edim know, oh, other Edim recognize those signatures. Kosher, then it's a good get. Vim Ein Olav Orerim. What if nobody complains? Which is many times. Nobody complained, right? Mistama Kosher. Mistama, it's a good get. You don't have to make your own problems for yourself. You don't have to do that. The Baki and Lishma, because in Eretz Yisrael, they were talking about in Eretz Yisrael, the Baki and Lishma, which is one of the reasons why if you come from outside you have to say it, the Edim Mitsuyim Tamid Lekaimo, and there are constantly Edim here. Kidamrin on Bigamara, but they did him Kavuin. So any of the reasons why you have to say B'fan and Echtav don't apply in Israel. Right? I actually said a lot there.
I know that's hard. It's very complicated, Rashi just said.
Very complicated.
Because if you think about times of Gemara, there were more Bucky in Bubble than there were in Exestral.
The Bubble's considered Exestral also. That's for this, for Gittin.
Yeah, but look at the top Rashi. Kol Chutz La'aretz Kari Le Medina Sayyam Bar Mi Bubble.
I know.
As the Rashi says up on top. So Bubble might be different. Now.
You have no choice but to say that.
Correct. Now, my timer, what's the reason for this Gzeira of B'fon and Echtav and B'fon and Echtam? Rabba Omar, Rabba says, Lefisha Ein Biki in Lishma. They were not Bucky in Lishma. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, they were Baki and Lishma. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, they were not. But Lishma is a vital component of a get. If it's not written Lishma, it's not kosher. Right? It's not kosher. It's pasul. Therefore, how does B'fon and Echtav, B'fon and Echtav solve a Lishma problem?
It doesn't.
So says Rashi on top, Ein b'nei Medinas Hayam b'nei Torah. The people in Medinas Hayam were not really b'nei Torah. The Ein Yodin Shetarech Lichtov Haget L'Shem Isha. They didn't know that a get has to be written L'Shma. They never learned that. Therefore, the Kroksiv, and the Pasuk says, the Kasav La Sefer Krisis. La, the Hainu L'Shma. La means L'Shma. Hilkach, therefore, Omer HaShliach B'Fonai Nechtav U'B'Fonai Nechtam. The Shliach would say that. U'Mimela, and because he would say that, Shailinon lay. We will then ask this guy, Im nichtav l'shma. Was it written l'shma? Vehu amar in. And he would say, yes, it was. So b'fon nechtav is really just to get the conversation going. It has, the Gemara is going to ask that. It has no etzem value, because it doesn't resolve the problem. Then we'll ask him, was it done l'shma? Then Rashi says, "Ulekai me mefarish my time alo is tuchunam elam l'shma." So we just ask him that. Yeah. Let him say that. We have to do this whole.
He doesn't know what l'shma means. That's what.
Well, one second.
So
Tosfos has two issues. Number one, I disagree with Rashi about asking. You don't have to ask him anything. And number two, why don't they know l'shma? Why not? They're writing a get already. So they know there's such a thing as a get.
It's written at Yisrael.
No, it's written in Chutz Laaretz.
First word, Shliach.
It's written in Canada. That's they know, no, the Bezdin doesn't know Lishma. The people don't know Lishma.
That's local global form.
Right, the people don't know Lishma. The Bezdin in Canada doesn't know Lishma. So they write a get, and the woman lives in Eretz Yisrael, the wife. They send it over. So the guy brings it from Canada to Eretz Yisrael, and they ask the guy, was it before Netan, before Netan? Yeah. Was it written Lishma? Yeah, they 100%. They kept writing, Lishem, the woman, shame this woman. I saw it, the whole thing. I saw the whole thing. Why one aid? What's going on here? We're going to get to all that in a minute. So why don't they know Lishma? So ask Tosfos of Lefi, She'ain Bikin Lishma, the first one. Im Tomar, Maishna Lishma, the Ain Bikin. Mishar Hilchas Gittin. What's Lishma different than other Hilchas Gittin? Kigon, for example, Mechubar, you can't write again until you Mechubar Lakarka. Can't be attached to the ground. Or Vishina Shmo Vishma, what if they have the same names, different halachas? Nechtav Bayom, Nechtav Balayla, you can't write sign to get at night. None of those problems. Only Lishma. Why only Lishma? So, you can skip a whole bunch of lines because he just reinforces his question. And the answer starts with Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam. You see it? It's about 6-7 lines down at the end of the line. Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, the Bechal Hilchas Gittin Bekiyin. No. You can't have a Bezdin. They don't know anything. Is that what it means, says Tosos? A bunch of Amaratzim in Canada writing Gittin? No. They know everything. Now, what Tosus is going to say is going to beg the question. For some reason, Ella dahach drasha, this drasha, the kasav lo lishma, eno nearest lehem ikar drasha. They didn't get that drasha. Didn't seem to them like an ikar drasha. What kind of thing? Law means lishma. Well, who else is he writing for? Someone else's wife? Of course he's writing it for his wife.
Maybe
he's married to her. So, no. But she don't say name.
That's the question that they asked later on. If they found one, right, in the same town.
Yeah, but
so Tosfos says that the problem is the only problem. Of course, they're not Amaratzim. They know Hilchas Gittin. What are they doing? They're writing a Gittin. They know the halachas, but they didn't makabel this halacha of law lishma. They didn't think it was such a necessary halacha. Why not? Doesn't explain. So it begs the question: why not? Probably why not?
No,
because when a man comes to Bezdin and says, I want to divorce my wife. Which wife? I can have more than one wife. You know, the one that lives in Eretz Yisrael. I'm over here. She's over there. What kind of marriage is this? I'll let him go already. Let him find someone else in Israel. What's her name? Her name is Leah. All right, so write a get. So that's like, it's like a built-in sort of Lishma, no? But it's not really Lishma. So they didn't makabel this whole concept of Lishma. Doesn't really. That's what Tosa says. The Ein Bikin, what it says, Ein Bikin, doesn't mean Ein Bikin. Pirish. Ain choshishin l'drasha de l'shma. They didn't buy into this drasha of l'shma. V'la'achar shalamdu de l'kaman, and what it says afterwards, they learned l'shma. Pirisha means, la'achar shekibluha, after they were makabel this drasha. That's why l'shma is different than every other halacha. Do we fully understand that answer? No.
So people in Canada didn't accept this one.
Correct. Like I said, maybe because they felt it was built in. What do you mean? Who else is he divorcing? So divorcing his wife, not divorcing someone else, right? So, but that's not lishma. Then Tosfos takes issue with Rashi, right? Vaha the perish akuntris dimemelu shayinin lay, and Rashi says, but really, this before that, there's nothing to do with lishma. So Rashi said, no, we ask him. Says Tosfos, no. I have a lishma, shayinin lay, I have a lishma, but amale in, right? That's what Rashi said. We ask him if it's lishma, and he'll say, yeah. I don't see that. The low mishtamet b'shum duchta she'etarch lishol. There's no place in Shas that says you have to ask her. You have to ask the aid afterwards or the shliach. You have to ask him. No such thing.
Isn't that part of the shachlatari?
Rashi said it was. Yeah, says Tosas can't be. The Gemara would have said that somewhere.
It's not shachlatari in Bezdin.
Why? What do you mean?
That's what the
He's not giving aidus. It's not giving aidus.
What? He's giving aidus. It's a shma.
Okay. No, he's not. He said b'fana nechta, b'fana nechtam. How does that resolve the lishma problem? How does that resolve the lishma problem?
Right.
Rashi said, well, then the Bezdin will ask him.
Ask him.
Tosa says, well, no, it doesn't say that anywhere in Chas. Therefore, if v'od im kain lema ikibinayu in tzarech lishal. We're going to have in a few minutes another explanation of why it had to be written, why it had to say before Nechtam, having nothing to do with Lishma. Nothing to do with Lishma. And for that answer, before Nechtam is going to make sense. So the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference between the two answers? give this answer. According to the second answer, you don't have to ask him anything. According to the rule of Shema, you have to ask him. The Gemara is not going to say that. Right? The Mestama of Amari, the Stama Lushma Kamasid, it's built in. Kidim Afarish Bekuntra, it's not Yosef. Rashi is going to say the same thing later. When you say Befana Nechtam, that's a code words for Lushma. Why don't you say the word Lushma? The Gemara is going to add that. Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara is going to ask that question. But why not? It's built in. So why don't we say? Why don't we build it into Rod? The Gemara is going to say tomorrow because we're afraid you're going to forget to say it, right? No, you're not going to forget to say the word nechtam because that's before night. It doesn't mean anything. Before and nechtam, before and lishma. I don't have to say lishma. I'm going to waste my words. So we're afraid of that. So now you can ask yourself, well, what's Rashi thinking? Now the question goes back on Rashi. What does Rashi mean by this? We ask him, right? So this is like something that in yeshiva that could spend 3 days. Explaining the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, what are they arguing about? Right, we don't have time for that. But you see, ready? At least we can raise. What are they arguing about? Whether you ask the guy afterwards, nope. So was it done lishma? Rashi says, you're asking that. Tosfos, no, you don't ask him that. Right, what are they arguing about? Okay. Right. Tosfos just finishes off. Mi katani b'fanekta lishma nami stama lishma mashma the bechol makom given the ikrat takana mishol lishma havi le'lemeimar behedya. The Gemara is going to ask, well, why don't you say it straight out? Ask him b'fanekta lishma. So we're going to give an answer for that, but the point is it's still built in. So Tosfos says you don't ask him. By the way, noodles are done lishma. You don't have to ask him that. It's built in when he says words b'fanekta. That means lishma. It's a buzzword for lishma. Okay. Now the Gemara says right now, Rava Amar. Rava says another answer. Lafisha ain Adim Mitsuyan Lakaimo. Because we don't know who these people are who signed the get in Canada. We don't know who they are. In Israel, Lachora, we knew who everybody is, especially people that would sign gets. We knew who they were. Here we don't know. So we need someone to say yes. That's nothing to do with Lishma. They knew Lishma. That's a Shaila. That's a Shaila. A Bezid in Canada doesn't know about Lishma. That's not an issue. We're just not 100% sure who these people are. So we need them to say yes, b'fanekta, in front of me, it was signed, it's all good. That's what the aide's going to say. It's all good. Right? What are we afraid of according to this? We're afraid that maybe the Baal did some kind of trick, maybe it's forgery. Right? So the Meiri asks a very interesting question. He says, so why can't the Shliach just say, I was sent by the Baal? Right? He's testifying. The Gemara's going to say in a few minutes why we don't have two people here. What's one person doing here? The Gemara is going to ask that question. But it's testimony, like someone had said before. It's testimony. He's testifying, I am a shliach of the Baal. Right? Why doesn't he just say that? What's going to happen later? The Baal's going to come and say, oh, but this is a forgery? Who does that? Nobody sends a shliach and then makes problems on his own shliach. Nobody does that. So if the Baal would ever walk into Bezin at any point in the future, tell him to go home. We're not listening to your tainus. Right? Why? Because it's already been established by Edom. One aid. That said, one aid said, This is my husband sent me. So you hear the question? So the Meiri answers, because you're not believed to say something that you're an Ogev Adover. To say that I was appointed by a Shliach, I was appointed by the Baal, testifying about yourself. You can't do that. What can you say? Yeah, I saw them sign. It was totally fine. That's nothing to do with you. You're not a gay abadavar. You're testifying about some other event. Why don't we have two? We'll get to that in a minute. You hear? Similar idea. I'm testifying. I'm the shliach. I came from Canada with a get. So they're going to ask me, "Nu, what's the story over here?" Oh, b'fanekta. I'm testifying about some other event. What event? The people that wrote and signed this get. That I was appointed by the Baal? I'm a gay abadavar. I can't testify about that. Can't testify about myself. I can testify about what I observed. What I observed, everything was done kosher over here.
Before the Gzera, they would accept it anyways.
Right. Before the Gzera, they would accept it.
They accept it anyways. It's yeah. The Gzera and a response to the Gzera.
Can't show up at Kennedy Airport with the guests. They give, you go to Israel, bring this to my wife. You can't do that.
Why not?
Yeah. Average Joe, you're flying.
Correct. He didn't do that. Correct. Correct. He cannot do that. Exactly. It has to be somebody that was actually there when the beds, when the guests.
They saw the signatures.
They saw the signatures. Exactly. Even Rabbah, who held it's because of Lishma, would also say that. You can't do that. You can't go to the airport, hey, give this to my wife, let's get over here. Well, you can't do that.
But you can. But then you have to have two edim from the Nesiyam come and testify in Bezdin.
Right, so it's the same thing. You need somebody to testify about the get itself. You got the get itself. He's not just a messenger. He's more than just a messenger boy. That's his name. He's more than just FedEx. He's more than that. Right? Okay.
But if you have the wife's name, you have her, whatever her name is, Sarabas.
Yeah, whatever, right?
Is it not a ready lishma because it's for her and only for her?
What? So it's a good question. What does it mean to be written lishma?
No, but that's already inherently lishma.
What? So,
that's already inherently
lishma. So isn't that really what Tosfos answered?
When you personalize
it. So isn't that what Tosfos answered? Tosfos said, what, they don't believe in lishma? What, they believe in everything in the Jewish religion. Oh, that lishma, we don't believe that. Right? Well, why not? So isn't that what you're saying? Because what else is the guy doing? He's divorcing his wife. I want to divorce my wife. What's her name? I have three wives. Her name is Leah. She lives in Israel. I don't want to marry her anymore. Divorce her. So is that lishma?
They don't want off the shelf get. They want to make it as difficult as possible to give someone a get.
The Gemara talks about that later.
That'll be 20 minutes. I'm getting tired of it.
So imagine a guy has a pre-printed get.
Right. Exactly.
He goes to the computer. He prints out a get. He writes Reuven's divorcing Leah. Here,
right,
go bring
exactly.
it. That's not lishma.
And the
now, doesn't the guy want to divorce his wife? Yeah.
The consequences of the problem.
Yeah.
Mamzerim, everything else.
Then it works.
No, it doesn't. You hear what I'm saying?
But
the guy wants to divorce his wife, no question about it. His name is Reuven, her name is Leah. He prints it out. Here, go get it. Sound lishma.
But when he personalizes her name.
I understand. So you're saying that's enough for lishma. So by the way, that's what they felt. That's what Tosfos says. They believed in Medina Sayam. They knew a get has to be kalacha. But what kind of thing is this lishma? That is lishma, no? It's automatic lishma. Who else is he divorcing? He's not divorcing someone else's wife. He's divorcing his wife. So what else, what does lishma require? We'll get to that. The whole, it's a lot of things. Rashi might say it.
It's only because the consequences are that high, that's all.
Right. Exactly.
The stakes are high. You want to draw it out.
Correct. Now, back to the Gemara. So we have two explanations of why it has to be written Lishma. May benayhu. What's the differences between these two answers? Ikki benayhu, tasuyu beitrei. One answer is, what if two people come? No, not one person, two people. So Rashi says, Dasuy Beish Trey, Ushnehem Nasu Shluchim Lagarsha Lagarsha. Two people. The husband sends two people to come. Vaget Yotzi Mitachas Nishnehem. And both of them are going to deliver the get to the woman who lives in Israel. It came from Canada. Li Rabba, according to Rabba, who said this little shma issue, this has nothing changed. Boy Lamemar. They still have to say, Befoinekta. Right? Li Rabba. But according to Rava, who said the only issue is, who are these people? Lo boy lemeimar. You don't have to simplify an echtav if two people come. Why? Sha'arei shnayim heim. It's already two. V'im ye'orer habal. And if the baal says, I never sent these two people. Ha'arei heim mitzuyin l'kaimo. They're either here or they already established it. In other words, one person can never beat out two edim. That never can happen. That's how we work in this religion. Two Adim beat one person. So if two Adim come, then the husband says, oh, it's the whole thing's a forgery. I don't believe that. If one person comes, you have one against one. That's how they explain this answer. If two people come, what's the issue? But the husband's going to come and say, by the way, I never divorced my wife. The whole thing's a forgery. I'm not going to believe him. Right? I'm not going to believe him. Why not? Because two Adim came already. Okay, that's one answer. Inami or Baosa Medina the Medina Sayyid. I'm sorry, Inami or Mi Medina Li Medina Be'eretz Yisrael. One region to another region in Eretz Yisrael. So if the Lashma is not, you don't have to say, because there's no Lashma problem in Israel. But the other problem is a problem, according to Rava, because it's like two different countries.
But people were Medina.
That's right. It's not a problem. If you come from Israel, one region, another region, Israel, Israel Shema is not an issue. You don't have to say it according to that person, according to Rabbah. But according to Rava, you do. Why? Because it's like a different country. Nobody knows who these people are.
No, but there's no Gezerah.
What? According to him, there was a Gezerah.
A Gezerah is Rabbanon, and the Gezerah says, Yesayam, or outside Eretz Yisrael. So how could there be a Gezerah?
And there was also a Gezerah on different regions in Israel.
That's what he holds.
Yeah. Inami or another answer, Baosa Medina, but Medina Sayam. What about if a guy brings a get from New York to Chicago? Right? So you have to say before nechlam, before nechlam. If it's lishma, absolutely.
Right.
If it's not lishma, then maybe not. Because maybe they know each other. And there's a lot of continuity between the towns. And then you wouldn't have to. So that those are three differences. Okay? Yeah. Now, Ula Rabba, according to Rabba, Damal Fish ain't bikin lishma. Rabba said, no, you don't have to bring because you only have two people. Because it's lishma. So therefore you have to say before nechlam, before nechlam. So liboy trey. You should require two edim. Midi dahavi akol idios shebatorah. Like all edus in the Torah requires two edim. What's going on here with one ed? Right? Some say, Tosas has some have a girsa akol arayas shebatorah. Tosas doesn't like that. All edus has to have two. The Gemara answer is a very unbelievable answer. Eid echad neman b'isurin. One ed is believed regarding isurin. Right? Can I say that you owe him $100? No. I can't say that. It's only one person. Can I say that meets treif? Yes. Can I say that meets kosher? Also, yeah. Right? That's all he's doing. It's all one date is doing. What's he doing exactly? What's he saying exactly? He's saying, this is a good get. Right? The good get. Says Rashi, Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin, Sharei Ha'emina Torah, the Torah believes, Kol echad ve'echad miYisrael, every single Jew is believed. Al hafrashas truma, on bimafresh truma, v'al hashchita, on shchita, v'al nikur hagid, and on taking out the gid hanasha v'chelev. Right? We're not talking about this is before the days of a hechsher, right? Where you have a rabbinical supervision on something, on a restaurant. So Chassam Sofer says when it comes to making money, you don't believe people. But as Rashi says, the famous Rashi in Yevamos, he says, if this wouldn't be true, then you could never have someone come to your house. How you allowed to go to someone's house to eat? How you know they're serving you kosher food?
Yeah, you can have somebody come to your house. You can't go to somebody else.
You can't go to somebody else. How could you go? It's Eidach and they believed. Everything I'm serving you is kosher.
Well, let's take it
out. Huh? I never saw this before. The Tosas Yishonim asked, what kind of answer is that? So Eidach and you can't go to someone else's house. What kind of... But there never was such a thing in Klal Yisrael. Yeah, never was such a thing. Never was such a thing. No, never was such a thing ever. So what's the answer? What does Rashi say? You believe in all these things. Your belief to say, here, I took truma off. It's not tevel. You could go eat it. You can eat this meat. I cooked for you. Your wife had a baby. I made you dinner. You could believe me. Right? Why could you believe me? Eid, not because I trust you. Because Eid Echad Nem B'Surin. One Eid is believed to say, this is kosher. And that's not kosher. You believed. So one aide is believed to say, this woman's divorced. Does it make sense?
Yeah, but the stakes are higher with
that's the answer.
The stakes are higher, but it doesn't change the case, the different stakes, but the rules are the same.
Right.
Aide achad nami surin. So Tosfos discusses what?
Unless he's an ogeah.
What?
Unless he's an ogeah.
Who's an ogeah?
It was an ogeah.
No, somebody said...
You come home.
Eat that sandwich, it's okay.
By the way, what's the makar for Eid Echad Nemen B'Surin? Where'd that come from? Yeah. Tosfos here says it comes from Anita. Your wife tells you that she went to the mikvah. How do you know that? Maybe she just drove around the block, for 2 hours. How do you know that? The answer is, you believe her. Eid Echad Nemen B'Surin. She's believed. Not that I trust her because I like her. No, she's believed on a halachic level to say, and she's a woman... Right, she's believed to say, "I went to the mikvah." Eid echad nem b'sirin. Right,
but you also really don't have another choice. You're not going to go with her to the mikvah.
It's interesting what you're saying. It would be a very different place if this rule didn't apply. What?
Take it out of me. Otherwise, the world's not going to move.
There's no other mitzvahs.
Right. So Tosfos has a whole discussion. Do you only say this when it's in your power to do it? I can go to the mikvah. So believe me that I went because I could go. You want to send me with two people? You can send me with two people. So believe me that I went because I could go. Believe me that I was mafresh to truma because I have the power to be mafresh to truma. Do you say that only when you have the ability to believe? So Tosfos says you don't say that because we never found that a woman is not believed to say, he says it in here, that a woman is not believed to say the meat is kosher. She can't shecht. She doesn't know hilcha shechita. Yet we trust her. Even if it's not in her ability, right? He says it here. He says, the Tosfos, what? In the Tosfos of eight echad neman bisur, in the first eight echad neman bisur, in the first one, right, the first one, he says, oh, we have time to do this. What?
That's a good question. She didn't do it herself, but it's in her ability.
It's in the third line. In the third line, of the second or third line, it says, V'hachi amar b'isha rabba. You see it? V'hachi amar, it's like halfway through the line. V'hachi amar b'isha rabba, shchita, afagav tahashta einu b'yada l'takno. Right now, she can't, the meat's here. If it's truma, so take off the meat, take off the truma again. If it's mikvah, so go to the mikvah again. But what are you going to do with the meat? It's already shechted. It's already sitting in front of me. So either it was shechted good or not good. Right? Why do we believe them? This meat is a cheskes iser. Who? Where did it come from, this meat? You don't find any halacha that a man, does shechita, someone has to watch that. You don't find such a halacha. It's every day.
You're not following the case.
Hamnin. You always believe somebody. You always believe the guy. Not everybody knows how to shecht. Most people don't know how to shecht. Most people don't know how to do that.
You're not following the source of it.
Yeah.
She's only testifying, from her point onward.
The meaning, I went to buy it in a Jewish store.
Exactly.
Right.
That guy to there is a separate person.
So, but
he has his own chesed.
Exactly. Even though we don't know what this guy did.
Right.
Right. Taz has a whole discussion. This is an issue of you have the ability to do it or not.
No,
interesting.
Just up to the point.
Right.
You can believe to.
Okay, good. You have a question? Okay. Hey, good.
He has cameras everywhere. So
yeah. Now back to the Gemara. Emor darmin einach nem bisurin. When do we say this din of einach nem bisurin? Kigon chaticha. 1 second. I have a piece of meat. Safik shel chalef. Safik shel shuman. The law is chazak isura. I have a piece of meat. There's no chazaka. There's a piece of meat sitting over here. Where did it come from? I don't know. Avohacha, but over here, it's Chazek Yisur de Eshet Ish. She's already, we know she's Aser. She was married. There's no question she was married. Now you want to undo the marriage? Right? Havidavah Sheba Erva. Ve'in Davah Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. You don't say Erech Nem Bisurin in this case? What kind of thing is that, Erech Nem Bisurin? Right? Erech Nem Bisurin on a piece of meat. Like you said, Yoni, the stakes are so high that we can't allow Erech Nem Bisurin. When did you say Erech Nem Bisurin? When I have a real suffix. Here's not a suffix. I know she was married. I know she was married. There's no question. Everybody was. I was at that wedding. I saw they were married. That's not the issue. The issue now is she not married?
But they're activated. They're on
what?
The
car. What?
They're activated. They're on again.
But we don't see that. We only see one person. A guy walks into a bezin in Israel. Hi, I just came from Canada. Here. What kind of thing is that?
Once again, the document.
Right? So he's one aid. He's only one aid. That could be a lot. So the whole, but that begs the question. That begs the question. A guy walks into a bezin in Israel. Hi, I just came from Canada. Here's a get. There's two people signed. Who are those two people? There's two people diving in the shul. They're good people. Trust me. The meat's kosher. So by them and by the meat, yeah, trust me. It's kosher meat. You can believe the guy. Here, how could you believe him? It's the Davar Sheva'erva.
How is
the
need? Also, need is Davar Sheva'erva.
What?
Need also is Davar Sheva'erva.
So the Tosfos says it's biyada. She can go to the mikvah. You don't trust her, so send her with guards. But you can do it. So therefore, we believe her.
But
there's a lot here. There's a lot to discuss in this stuff.
But Sota's also Erva.
Sota's, we said, was an exception.
Yeah, but we said.
But we don't do anything to her. We just make her drink.
I know, but
because we don't have no Edom.
It's a Sotic Erva.
What? Fine. So what do? We make her drink. We don't do anything else.
But we also believe 1/8. Huh? We believe 1/8 that she made one.
We believe 1/8 to make her drink. So just to make her drink. That's all we're doing. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara, what? Fine, but fine. So listen, the Maisa, there was a suspicion. There's no question she was alone with a man, right? So the Gemara answers, really, Rov Baki and Haim. Most people is Baki. In most situations, they knew about Lashma. Vafilu Rameir Dechayish Lemiyuta, and even Rameir, who was suspicious of a miyut, he's always choshish from Yutim. Stam Sifru Dedaini Migmar Gemiri. Really, even the Bezins know what they're doing. And they made sure if a guy walks into a Bezdin in Israel, hi, I just came from Canada, here's a get. We know that the Bezdin in Canada is authoritative, and they know the halacha, and it's not a problem. Once in a blue moon, there's an issue about Lashma. V'rabbanan hu de'itzrach. And the Rabbanan required what? Required b'fon enechtam. Why did the Rabbanan require that? We said, because we're afraid of Lashma. V'hacha, mishum iguna, iki lube Rabbanan. Because of Iguna, we don't want her to be stuck. We're Makel, and we believe one aid. What are the parameters of that? We'll get to it tomorrow.
But we're mekel, but the stakes are higher.
So now the Gemara has to ask that question. What kind of cool is that?
So it goes both ways.
So we'll flush it out tomorrow. We'll just finish the answer, and we'll flush it out tomorrow. Exactly what are the parameters of this halacha of being mekel for Riguna. All right? We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.